So today the meditation reviews start, which means there will be a little bit of noise around bits of the building. You will hear some talking going on because of the reviews. Please just ignore that. And I have someone to make an offering this morning. I was going to have the Shakyamuni mantra again, but there are no volunteers, so the Shakyamuni mantra is off. Unless somebody at the last minute, Jidasi, thank you. So yesterday, I was talking a bit about integration, of course, and also about motivation. And a little bit about the first two of the four reminders, turning the mind, what turns the mind to the Dharma. And talk about the first one a bit in terms of, or a good way into it is thinking in terms of gratitude. And I was also saying a little bit about the second one, which is, you'll remember, is that we have a limited offer. Yeah. There is an expiry date on this wonderful opportunity that we have to have come in contact with the Dharma, to practice, to have found a Sangha and spiritual friends. So yes, it would be good if we made the most of it starting from 10:36 on Tuesday morning. And I also mentioned guarding your sources of inspiration. And I think this is really crucial. In the early days of Sri Ratna, Bhante used to talk a lot about inspiration and, you know, the young kind of guys and girls in our community. It was kind of de rigueur. It was kind of compulsory to be inspired. There had to be something that you were really, you know, you felt really inspired about. And then we carried on practicing, and perhaps we got out into the sort of deeper water of working on ourselves, and you didn't hear so much about inspiration. And in some ways, you know, that initial inspiration wasn't very grounded in realism. So then we got more real as time went on. But in a way, we lost something of that sense of inspiration. And because of that, maybe we didn't expect to stay in touch with inspiration, so we didn't guard our sources of inspiration, so we weren't inspired, and it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I think it's really important that we keep coming back to what inspires us every day, really, in whatever way we do that. Just bringing to mind people that inspire us, pieces of Dharma that inspire us, things that we see around us, things that have happened that inspire us, visions that inspire us. And increasingly that we just live out of that inspiration. So what am I inspired by this morning? Oh, loads of things, actually. It's a really good movie. But amongst many, I am inspired by the way the Buddha died. I'm inspired by the fact that he was that free under those circumstances. I'm inspired by the fact that he wasn't so caught up with the body and so on, that he was completely free, even under the most difficult circumstances that most of us can imagine. And I'm also really inspired by the idea of the mandala and us creating something here this week, which is a kind of symbol of integration, and us practicing within the mandala together, and as it were becoming more and more integrated into one practice, becoming more and more of different bodies, but only one mind, like the Aniruddhas, of us having really open hearts to the Dharma, to one another, to the world. I'm inspired by us working and transforming ourselves, but really participating in one Sangha which doesn't lose any of our qualities. It's not like we submerge ourselves in it, but they all sort of flower together. And they become more than any of us individually could create. And I'm inspired by us doing that, and that influence going out into the world subtly while we're here, and then over time as we go out from here. So let's start with some meditation and some devotion practice. Let's begin that by reminding ourselves that we are seated within the mandala, so we're still completely protected by a great ring of lotuses going right round the sunlit grounds of Adishtana. Great Vajra wall completely impenetrable by anything negative. Totally stable. And at the same time, dynamic.
Thank you.
energy of the thunderbolt. Like a Dharma electric fence. And then there are the wisdom flames. Their fierce heat. Burning up delusion, burning up confusion, burning up doubt and hesitation. Within those three circles, there's the whole mandala, and we're seated within it together. Practicing for ourselves, to benefit ourselves, so that our lives flourish. Practicing for one another, caring for one another, wishing one another well, participating in something that goes beyond any of us individually. And practicing for the world. Bring more kindness, more peace, more understanding of how things are and how suffering is created, and how it cannot be created. And at the heart of the mandala, qualities of awakening, embodied especially in Shakyamuni, who we follow. who's living and dying, can be an example and an inspiration for us. So let's chant the Shakyamuni mantra together. And as we're doing so, we might like to feel that with each recitation, more of the qualities of awakening, more of the qualities of Shakyamuni are entering our mind, entering our heart. And while that's going on, Abba Kumara will make an offering on behalf of us to the Buddha. So we can let the mantra die away, but keeping that sense of connection with Shakyamuni. Following our theme of gratitude, let's see if we can find and contemplate things that we're grateful for. Grateful to the Buddha for. Nothing comes to mind. We could just briefly imagine what our life would be like if there'd been no Buddha. We'd never heard of Buddha Dharma or Sangha. And as we're exploring into this sense of gratitude to the Buddha, let's see if we can have a sense of gratitude for the fact that he has given us an opportunity to live in a way that we probably never would have done, never would have even thought to do. So along with seeing that we have been given a real opportunity, we also need to keep seeing more deeply that it's not going to be there forever, because we are not going to be here forever. We know that on some levels, but we obviously don't know it that deeply, because often we don't act as if that's the case. So taking the Buddha's parinirvana as a reminder, again, let's just do a little reflection. Firstly, let's just remind ourselves that everyone dies. Even the Buddha. start doing this in a heavy, horrified anxiety sort of way. In a way, just quite coolly. Just how things are. And there are no exceptions. There was a French priest who wrote, "We shall all die. Me too, perhaps." But there are no exceptions. Just resting in that fact. And the second part of the reflection is, we don't know when we shall die. We don't know when that email will go out from the Order Information Service. That one. Yeah. Just letting ourselves rest in that fact. Letting our mind become accustomed to it. Now, one last reflection. Let's assume that that email doesn't go around for years yet. And let's assume that we have a little time, say we're on our deathbed, and we can look back from then back till now. What would we like to do with this precious opportunity? And we don't have to rush for any answer, but just see if there's something in our hearts, either internal or external. So it might be some quality or some aspect of ourselves that has so much more to give, so much more to unfold. Or it could be something external that we want to do, maybe we want to contribute. What could we do that, looking back in our life, we feel, I'm really glad, I'm really happy that I did that, that that unfolded in me. As we come to the end of the meditation, let's see if we can make it as real as possible to ourselves. How we'd be, how we'd feel. If that potential in us unfolded, if we lived out what wants to be lived out in us, through us. Not just thinking about it, how do we feel in the body? How would we feel emotionally? How would we look at life? What would our experience be? We just sit with that experience. We did more and more of what we really care about. More and more of what our heart longs for. We became more like that. So in that reflection meditation, we were exploring gratitude as a way into a sense of life as opportunity. And then in a way following a traditional structure, meditation on death, where you start with everyone dies, and then we don't know when, and then often in the tradition the third part is and at the time of death only Dharma will be of any help or assistance, and that's, you know, all you will take with you is the work that you've done on your mind and your karma. But it's also helpful to turn it around, and from the viewpoint of the point of death, look back and think, well, okay, what do I really want to achieve? And you can do it sort of generally like that. You can also set a time in imagination when the email is going to go out. So it could be 5 years from now, 1 year from now, 6 months from now, and it just encourages you to look at that next period of time and think, oh, okay, what is it really important to me to do? Which then helps to cut through all the distraction and all those other things which aren't really important to us, which end up filling our time. So I think I'd like to have a break now. And come back, and we'll do a bit more work with the breath. So let's see if we can be back for 11:45.